Report of visit with Naval Major of Old Virginia Packing Company at Front Royal, Virginia, Saturday, April 19th, 9 a.m. Plant appears to be extremely well organized. Naval Major appears to be good plant manager. He is one of the toughest buyers on the East Coast. I explained to Mr. Major the work that we were doing in Oregon on spaced plantings of strawberries on a staggered row basis with the use of a mechanical runner cutter and the weed control chemical Simazin. I told Mr. Major that we expected to get our state average on strawberries up to 5 tons per acre within 2 years. Also, that space planting fields should run in the neighborhood of 7 tons per acre within that same 2 year period. Please remember to send Mr. Major a copy of the Oregon State College report on acreages and tonnages of selected fruits for the 1945 through 1957 period. Mr. Major said that the percentage of preserves made from strawberries in the past has been approximately 1/3 or 33%. In the past year, this percentage has changed to 50% strawberries, primarily because of the low prices. I told Mr. Major that I expected Marshall strawberries to be selling FOB Oregon for approximately 18 cents this coming summer. Red raspberries at about 16 to 17 cents. Black raspberries about 17 cents. Evergreen blackberries at about 11 cents. Mr. Major commented that there is an excellent market for red raspberries in the northeastern states, principally Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, and the New England states around Boston. However, Mr. Major pointed out that the extremely high price that we had in 1956 of 32 cents FOB Oregon practically cut off the raspberry preserve market in that area. He said that it would be very difficult to get that market back. Also, as a result of the high prices in that period, Mr. Major said that his company had practically discontinued the use of red raspberry. However, Mr. Major pointed out that this next season, if black raspberries were somewhat under 20 cents, perhaps in the neighborhood of 17 cents, that his company would have a tremendous market for black raspberry preserves. Mr. Major seemed to be quite confident of that market, provided the price was kept under the 20 cent level. Mr. Major stated that he preferred to deal with small packers like ourselves, primarily because we keep a closer watch on quality, our operating costs are lower, and generally we're easier to deal with than such larger companies as Kelly Farquhar and Hudson House. Mr. Major seemed to be somewhat concerned that the Marshall strawberry may eventually decline and disappear in the Northwest. While he did not say so directly, it was felt that Mr. Major puts considerable value on the Marshall strawberry as a preserve berry. He mentioned that he expected to see quite low prices this coming season on red raspberries, black raspberries, and evergreen blackberries. It was his feeling that we should be able to keep the strawberry growing cost in the neighborhood of 10 cents per pound. However, I pointed out to Mr. Major that this was probably not possible, that 12 cents was a more realistic figure that could be counted on year after year to maintain constant production. I mentioned to Mr. Major that we were behind a program of crop reporting with our congressional delegation in Washington and Senator Russell of Georgia on the Agricultural Appropriations Committee, that the cost would be in the neighborhood of $128,000. Mr. Major pointed out that stability was a thing that was needed mostly in our cane fruits. However, he pointed out that government interference of any kind could be even more harmful than the present situation. I forgot to talk with Mr. Major about the concentrate situation in Oregon. This should be taken up with him by phone within the next 30 days. Also, I did not talk with Mr. Major about the new method of continuous processing of jellies from concentrated juices, such as been developed by the Agricultural Experiment Station in California. Please bring this to the attention of Mr. Major sometime in the next 30 days. Also point out that I had been talking with two of his customers in the Richmond area, one of which mentioned that there could be considerable improvement in the lids of the preserved jars. However, both customers commented that the quality of the preserves was excellent. Mr. Major pointed out to us, or to me, also that he had processed one car of blackberries, and the quality on that car had been very good. Mr. Major mentioned that he had been in Oregon last summer and had stopped by the plant one afternoon, but I had not been there. He said that he would be in Oregon approximately the 1st of June this year. At that time, would give me a call, probably from Portland when he arrives. End of discussion with Mr. Major of the Old Virginia Packing Company, Front Royal, Virginia.